case study for Kim. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. Ascendant in first house. Cancer in Ashlesha Nakshatra, second Pada. Navamsha Capricorn, first house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Cancer in Ashlesha second Pada. Kim's ascendant falls in Cancer, reflecting an outer personality that is emotional, nurturing, self-protective, and deeply attuned to the undercurrents of others' needs and moods. This rising sign is ruled by the moon, giving her a natural maternal quality, whether expressed through actual caregiving or a strong desire to create emotional safety. The Ashlesha Nakshatra intensifies the emotional depth with its themes of entanglement, secrecy, psychological awareness, and instinctive power dynamics. Ashlesha natives are often gifted at sensing others' weaknesses and motives, but they must learn to handle that insight with integrity. In the second Pada, associated with Taurus Navamsha, there is a powerful overlay of material desire, emotional possessiveness, and an earthy sense of sensuality. Kim may express her identity through a fixed emotional nature, holding on tightly to security, family bonds, and past patterns, deep inner attachment to how others perceive her nurturing value, especially in close circles, a tendency to mask inner vulnerability with emotional control or strategic charm. At her best, she is a psychologically astute, tenacious protector. At her most shadowed, she may manipulate emotional outcomes to feel secure. Navamsha expression, Capricorn first house. In the Navamsha, Kim's Lagna shifts to Capricorn, bringing a soul-level identity focused on duty, structure, self-discipline, and karmic accountability. This shift from moon-ruled Cancer to Saturn-ruled Capricorn reveals a polarity. Outwardly soft and nurturing, inwardly steely and long-term focused. She feels her way into the world, but thinks her way through its challenges. The inner self may be less emotionally expressive than the outer, giving her a duality where others may not perceive the full extent of her inner seriousness or ambition. This Capricorn inner nature gives her a strong sense of mission or legacy, often emerging as she matures. A karmic obligation to master emotional detachment in order to lead or serve. A tendency to appear emotionally giving, but internally withhold or measure affection until trust is earned. Integration, outer sentiment, inner strategy, and soul-bound duty. Outer expression, Cancer Ashlesha second Pada. Emotionally magnetic and nurturing, Kim forms attachments that are deep, layered, and psychologically bound. She may oscillate between care and control in relationships. Inner expression, Capricorn, first house Navamsha. Her soul calls her towards stoicism, karma cleansing responsibility, and inner strength, especially through roles where emotional mastery is needed, e.g. therapist, caretaker, strategist, matriarch. Core conflict, the desire to emotionally merge may conflict with a deep fear of emotional exposure or failure. She may resist external authority until she earns authority from within. Karmic lesson, to redefine strength not as control, but as containment, to use her intuitive power to build, protect, and stabilize, not to dominate or withdraw. A summary of ascendant synthesis. Kim's identity is a dance between the mystical, emotional realms of Cancer Ashlesha and the grounded, strategic Dharma of Capricorn. She is here to feel deeply, yet act with discipline, to transform intuitive insight into worldly structure. Her evolution lies in transmuting emotional dependency into soulful leadership and in recognizing that true safety comes not from control, but from self-mastery. She is destined to be a quiet pillar, protective, wise, and fiercely committed to those she loves, but only after learning to commit to herself first. Case study for Kim, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. Rahu in the first house, Cancer in Ashlesha Nakshatra, fourth Pada Navamsha Pisces, third house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Rahu in Cancer, Ashlesha fourth Pada. Rahu in the first house shapes a life path marked by constant identity experimentation, urgent personal ambition, and nonconformist self-expression. In Cancer, Rahu creates an intense emotional charge. Kim may crave nurturing, recognition, and emotional intimacy, yet never feel fully satisfied by them. The Ashlesha Nakshatra, particularly its fourth Pada, lends Rahu a deeply psychological and karmic flavor, wrapped in emotional seduction, intuitive manipulation, and internal vulnerability. This is a placement that reflects a strong compulsion to define the self through emotional power or caretaking control. the urge to appear emotionally strong or invulnerable, while secretly struggling with self-trust or rejection. A tendency to draw others in emotionally, while still withholding vulnerability as a strategy. The fourth pada, associated with Pisces Navamsha, adds a mystical, evasive, or escapist layer. Kim may come across as a mysterious emotional presence, possibly projecting a spiritual, dreamy, or artistic persona, one that masks her inner chaos or longing for transcendence. Navamsha expression, Pisces. Third house in the Navamsha, Rahu lands in Pisces in the third house, pointing to an inner self that is fueled by a dream to communicate beyond words, often using poetry, art, or metaphysical logic. Feels divinely driven to express something unusual or elusive through voice, writing, or mystical thought. Is conflicted about power in relationships, swinging between hyperdependence and escape. The third house Navamsha placement also indicates Rahu's desire to overcome the fear of speaking one's truth, especially when that truth is emotionally nuanced, spiritual, or veiled in ambiguity. Integration, emotional allure, psychic armor, and the voice of longing. Outer expression, Cancer Ashlesha fourth pada. Kim embodies a protective, emotionally intense, and psychologically strategic persona. She may over-identify with roles of caretaker, empath, or seductress in order to feel whole. Inner expression, Pisces third house. Internally, she is a soul communicator, but her voice often hides behind abstraction or spiritual detachment. She longs to speak truth, but the fear of misjudgment or loss makes her retreat into mystique. Core conflict. Her need for external emotional validation battles with an internal desire to transcend ego-bound identity. She may struggle to trust her perceptions, fearing both exposure and invisibility. Karmic lesson. To learn that true personal power comes not from emotional control, but from surrendered presence. Her path is about embodying vulnerability with grace and channeling her psychic depths into courageous expression. Summary of Rahu's first house influence. Kim is here to explore the edges of emotional identity and spiritual embodiment. With Rahu in Ashlesha and Pisces Navamsha, she is a shapeshifter of self, often misunderstood, but destined to offer healing insights, emotional truth, and spiritual wisdom to those who journey beyond appearances with her. Her evolution involves balancing the inner mystic with the outer empath, learning not to possess or evade, but to flow. And in that flow, she will discover the most authentic expression of self. Case study for Kim. Now to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis, 4th house, Mars in Libra, Swati Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 3rd house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Mars in Swati, 4th Pada. Mars in the 4th house creates a deeply rooted internal fire. For Kim, this shows up as a fierce desire to control the emotional environment, protect private space, or rebel against family expectations. In Libra, Mars struggles slightly. It wants to assert, but Libra wants to balance. This results in passive-aggressive tendencies when anger isn't allowed direct expression, a push-pull between wanting peace and needing to dominate emotionally or psychically, emotional energy directed into aesthetics, negotiation, or romantic passion, especially within domestic settings. Swati Nakshatra in this context adds the airy, movement-oriented quality. It seeks independence, grace, and the freedom to explore, but it can also scatter focus. The fourth pada, ruled by Pisces Navamsha, reflects a highly sensitive and creative nature, especially when it comes to one's emotional identity and concept of home. This configuration indicates an inner restlessness when emotionally tied down. Kim may crave connection but flee when it feels too restrictive. A need for spiritual solitude or imaginative escape to process anger or trauma. Emotional independence, but tinged with melancholy or longing. Navamsha expression, Pisces, third house. With Mars moving into Pisces in the third house in the Navamsha, her inner self becomes driven by creative communication, mystical ideas, and intuitive assertion. Internally, Kim channels her aggression into storytelling, metaphors, or spiritual principles. Is extremely sensitive to tone, words, and psychic atmospheres. What's not said affects her more than what is. May fear direct confrontation, but expresses sharp opinions through poetic or philosophical means. This is the archetype of the subtle warrior, one who fights not with noise, but with imagery, impression, and psychic weight. Integration, emotional instinct, inner dialogue, and transpersonal courage. Outer Mars, Libra Swati Fourthpada, Kim may appear balanced, charming, and adaptive in emotional spaces, but possesses a fiery emotional will beneath. She defends her peace by controlling the emotional climate. Inner Mars, Pisces third house. Her soul is here to learn nonlinear expression, to fight with words, visions, or mystical logic, not force. She may internalize anger, spiritualize conflict, or write as a way to reconcile pain. Core conflict, a tension between emotional freedom and emotional responsibility. She may feel like she must carry others' pain silently, or may withdraw when conflict demands clarity. Karmic lesson, to honor her inner spiritual warrior, learning that courage doesn't have to be loud to be transformative. Kim is learning to trust her instinctive emotions and give them sacred voice. Summary of Mars in the fourth house. Synthesis. Kim's Mars suggests someone who has learned to emotionalize action and spiritualize conflict. She may not always show her strength overtly, but her inner fires are deeply creative, intuitive, and protective. Her evolution lies in expressing emotional courage through art, word, or wisdom, channeling volatility into something transcendent. Case study for Kim, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. 7th House, Moon in K2 in Capricorn, Dhanishta Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Virgo, 9th House. Natal chart expression, outer self, Moon in K2 in Dhanishta, 2nd Pada. The 7th House governs relationships, partnerships, and how one projects their emotional needs onto others. With Moon in K2 conjunct in Capricorn, the dynamic is layered and complex. Moon in Capricorn signifies emotional restraint, pragmatism, and a tendency to internalize or rationalize feelings rather than express them freely. The placement within Dhanishta Nakshatra adds a rhythm of ambition and status consciousness to the emotional tone. The second pada, Taurus Navamsha, adds an overlay of comfort-seeking, loyalty, and sensual needs, which clashes with the otherwise disciplined Capricorn moon. This results in a paradox between needing emotional control versus emotional security. Kim likely appears emotionally composed in partnerships, but underneath there is a desire for deep emotional reliability and safety. A karmic pull to prove emotional worth through achievement or dutiful relationships. K2 conjunct moon here brings emotional detachment, soul-level memory, and past life imprints related to emotional abandonment or responsibility. There may be a subconscious disinterest or confusion in traditional relationship dynamics. Kim could attract or seek emotionally unavailable partners, or play the emotionally aloof role herself. Strong potential for psychic insight, but also emotional fatigue or numbness if boundaries aren't clarified. This is a conjunction that speaks of mature detachment and soul evolution through relational discipline, with a quiet but firm longing for higher emotional meaning. Navamsha expression, Virgo, 9th house. In the Navamsha, both Moon and K2 shift into Virgo in the 9th house, emphasizing a spiritual or philosophical path that's logic-driven and service-oriented. Kim's soul seeks practical purity, routine, and analytical systems to make sense of emotional and karmic experiences. Her internal compass is geared toward discerning truth through reason, not dogma. She likely distrusts emotional intensity unless it is ordered, humble, and productive. This position also implies subtle emotional perfectionism, a need to do the right thing emotionally and relationally, often at the cost of personal emotional needs. A spiritual journey that is grounded in service, self-improvement, and healing. K2 here amplifies a karmic inclination toward renunciation, scholarship, or withdrawal from conventional beliefs in favor of precision and clarity. Integration, emotional detachment, relational discipline, and soul logic. Natal Moon K2, Capricorn 7th house. Kim may find close relationships structured or dutiful rather than overtly romantic. There's a sense of emotional responsibility, but a tendency to suppress needs. Navamsha Moon K2, Virgo 9th house. Her internal world seeks understanding of emotion through logic and ethics. Emotional clarity is found through higher learning, spiritual study, and disciplined practices. Key tension, desire for emotional containment versus the soul's need to detach from relationship-driven validation. Karmic lesson. Kim is learning to balance emotional commitment with emotional sovereignty and to heal others without abandoning herself in the process. Summary of Moon and K2 in the 7th house. Kim's chart reflects a person who carries past life residues of emotional suppression, possibly due to duty or control, and who now walks a path of relational mastery through service and self-discipline. Relationships may not come with ease or emotional abundance, but they serve as gateways to her highest philosophical refinement. Her soul thrives when it can synthesize emotional experience into practical wisdom, one quietly nurtured, deeply refined, and often ahead of its time. Case study for Kim, natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis. Ninth house, Jupiter, Mercury, and Sun in Pisces. Uttara Bhadrapada and Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatrapadas. Jupiter, ninth house. Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, third pada, Navamsha Libra, 10th house. Natal Jupiter in Uttara Bhadrapada, third pada, reflects a soul guided by disciplined wisdom, quiet endurance, and spiritual idealism. This pada falls in a Libra Navamsha, which brings a refined need for balance, aesthetic justice, and social harmony into Jupiter's expression. In the ninth house of Dharma, Jupiter is strong by house and sign, especially in Pisces, its own sign. This emphasizes expansive faith, philosophical depth, and natural guidance abilities. The third pada, Libra, brings relational diplomacy and intellectual aestheticism to Jupiter's expansive principles. Kim is likely viewed as someone with a just, balanced approach to truth, valuing peace, negotiation, and ethical grace. She is destined to influence others through teaching, mediation, and spiritual fairness. Navamsha placement, Libra, 10th house, activates her potential to express this wisdom in public roles, career, and leadership. She may seek a career aligned with justice, ethics, or healing, legal, counseling, or spiritual professions. Recognition is tied to how she harmonizes different worldviews and restores order through thoughtful understanding. Mercury, 9th house, Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 2nd pada, Navamsha Virgo, 9th house. Natal Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada, 2nd pada, blends intellectual curiosity with mystical grounding. While Pisces isn't Mercury's favored sign, it's debilitated, the second pada, which falls in Virgo Navamsha, gives Mercury strength and precision beneath the watery surface. This shows a dual intelligence. Kim may seem dreamy or poetic outwardly, but internally processes ideas with exacting mental clarity. There's a yearning to make sense of spiritual or symbolic concepts through analytical frameworks. In the ninth house, this Mercury brings philosophical intelligence, a love for higher learning, and critical thinking applied to spiritual paradigms. Navamsha placement, Virgo, ninth house, doubles down on this theme. A teacher's mind, with an obsessive quest for accuracy in moral, cultural, or religious knowledge. She likely oscillates between faith and logic, developing a spiritually precise worldview. Her inner compass pushes her to refine truth, translate chaos into order, and express complex wisdom through articulate speech or writing. Sun, 9th house, Pisces, Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 4th pada, Navamsha Cancer, 7th house natal Sun in Purva Bhadrapada, 4th pada, shows a soul drawn to idealism, reform, and deeper spiritual truth, often through paradox or crisis. The 4th pada, Cancer Navamsha, softens the Sun's authoritative tone into one of emotional protection, deep care, and intuitive leadership. In the 9th house, this Sun infuses her sense of self with purpose, ethics, and long-term vision. Purva Bhadrapada brings a theme of intense spiritual questioning, seeking to transform belief systems or shake out dated norms. This placement can reflect someone who questions their role in society and seeks to reform systems from within. Navamsha placement, Cancer, 7th house, shifts the Sun's authority into the domain of partnership and emotional diplomacy. She may express her true identity more through one-on-one emotional bonds, particularly in relationships with strong ethical or nurturing themes. Internally, her sense of self is tied to emotional resonance and protective leadership. There's a private yearning to lead through caring, to nurture through conviction, and to influence through deep mutual understanding. Integrated interpretation, the ninth house triad together these three planets in Pisces, Jupiter, Mercury, Sun, in the ninth house form a triad of visionary intellect, emotional leadership, and spiritual discipline. Each represents a different faculty. Jupiter, ethical compass and higher philosophy. Mercury, analytical skill and intellectual synthesis of beliefs. Sun, identity rooted in moral courage and emotional truth. Their Navamsha placements, Libra, Virgo, Cancer, hint at a strong inner focus on service, balance, refinement, and emotional sensitivity. This cluster gives Kim the capacity to translate spiritual and moral complexity into practical action, lead and educate with grace and insight, often using her life experiences as her textbook, strive for intellectual and emotional alignment with higher values in both personal and professional spheres. Summary: Pisces ninth house stellium, faith, precision, and ethical identity. Kim's ninth house stellium reveals a spiritual pilgrim, educator, and reformer. While the outer world may see her as introspective or poetic, her inner world is a sharp, emotionally anchored, and intellectually evolved landscape. She is meant to bridge compassion with intellect, vision with detail, and mysticism with structure, all in service of guiding others to a deeper, more harmonious truth. Case study for Kim, natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada analysis 10th house, Venus and Saturn in Aries, Ashwini Nakshatrapadas. Venus, 10th house, Aries, Ashwini Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Aries, 4th house. Natal Venus in Ashwini 1st Pada reflects a blend of passionate, bold love energy and aesthetic drive with an undercurrent of initiative and fearless charm. The 1st Pada of Ashwini falls in Aries Navamsha, reinforcing margin fire and action-oriented desire. In the 10th house, Venus reveals a career centered on creativity, charm, diplomacy, or aesthetics, such as the arts, design, fashion, or beauty industries. Ashwini is ruled by Ketu, which gives Venus here a quick start, pioneering energy. Kim likely pursues her ambitions with flair, speed, and instinct. This Venus is not passive. It is independent, sensually confident, and expressive, channeling beauty through bold innovation. Navamsha placement, Aries, 4th house, reflects a deep inner drive for emotional autonomy and comfort through personal conquest. Her internal values revolve around initiating security, building emotional anchors through self-expression and courage. While she may appear externally charming or socially graceful, her inner emotional structure is built on independent decisions and a need to feel in control of her home life or internal space. She likely draws strength from making personal environments reflect her artistic taste and warrior heart. Saturn, 10th house, Aries, Ashwini Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Gemini, 6th house. Natal Saturn in Ashwini, 3rd Pada, introduces a structured, disciplined approach to new beginnings and independent work. The 3rd Pada falls in Gemini Navamsha, which adds communicative intelligence and cerebral sharpness to Saturn's karmic weight. In the 10th house, Saturn signifies longevity in career, responsibility in leadership, and a work ethic built on slow mastery. Ashwini brings speed and risk, while Saturn prefers caution and calculated effort. This paradox generates innovative discipline. Kim is likely someone who builds new systems over time and finds success through unique but consistent career paths. The 3rd Pada especially enhances her ability to communicate professionally, teach systematically, or apply verbal or technical skills in her profession. Navamsha placement, Gemini, 6th house, amplifies Saturn's role in mental resilience, service, and routine. Internally, Kim may be highly disciplined about her daily responsibilities, perhaps with a critical mind and a structured approach to problem solving. This Saturn in the 6th shows a serious work ethic, an ability to shoulder burdens at work, and a preference for environments where systems, healing, or service are valued. She could excel in analytical or strategic roles that require mental effort, technical proficiency, and administrative stability. At integrated interpretation, Venus and Saturn in the 10th house of Aries. This combination reflects a dynamic professional persona. Venus brings appeal, creativity, and social magnetism, while Saturn introduces discipline, boundaries, and long-term ambition. Ashwini's energetic impulse shapes both, making Kim an ambitious, self-starting professional who balances charm and structure, often using aesthetic or relational skills in strategic, consistent ways. Projects grace under pressure and beauty with purpose, using Venus for attraction and Saturn for execution. May encounter early career delays, Saturn, but is destined for solid growth through originality, Ashwini, and reliability, Saturn. The Navamsha placements, Venus in 4th, Saturn in 6th, reflect a person whose inner life is both emotionally grounded and work-focused. She craves freedom and style at home, yet embraces rigor and perfection in work routines. Summary: Ashwini energy and career, fire, control, and excellence. With both Venus and Saturn in Ashwini, Kim's career karma is tied to leadership, self-motivation, and the ability to initiate beauty and order simultaneously. Venus brings allure and instinctive talent. Saturn shapes legacy and rigor. Her path demands she balance grace with grit and ride the Ashwini horse of destiny with the reins firmly in her hands.